on campus
and online.
This is URN The Pulse.
Yesterday saw the inaugural Varsity Triathlon on campus. Although an unofficial Varsity event and thus not counting towards the overall Varsity series, the University of Nottingham were victorious in the men's event. Elsewhere on campus, the University of Nottingham Corfball team became the Bucks Trophy champions, following a 9-7 victory over Exeter. A 56-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder following a fire on Derby Grove in Lenton yesterday morning. A 40-year-old man has been taken to the Queen's Medical Centre with life-threatening burn injuries. Ed Miliband's given a speech in Scotland as speculation continues about what Labour might do with the SNP if they don't get an outright majority at the general election. Yesterday, former Scottish National Party leader Alex Salmond said that informal pact was still very much an option, to the point that it could help write Labour's first budget. A reversal of the current austerity measures is one of the SNP's aims, something Mr Miliband addressed in his speech at Clydebank.
Tory austerity undermines our NHS and our vital public services in every single part of the United Kingdom. So we will put paid once and for all to Tory austerity with a Labour government.
Singapore has begun 7 days of national mourning following the death of its founding father, Lee Kuan Yew. David Cameron paid tribute to Mr. Lee, who died aged 91, saying he personally shaped Singapore into one of the richest nations in the world. The BBC have confirmed that the Top Gear live shows set to be held in Norway next week have been postponed. The announcement comes as an investigation continues into Jeremy Clarke's suspension following a fracas with a producer on the show. Director General of the BBC, Tony Hall, is expected to announce if any action will be taken against the presenter later this week. In sport, Novak Djokovic won his 50th career title yesterday following a three-set victory over Roger Federer in the Indian Wells final. Meanwhile, world number 3 Simona Halep won the women's tournament following victory over Jelena Jankovic. The weather today will see clouds thicken this afternoon before the possibility of light rain. Temperatures will peak at 9 degrees Celsius, that's 48 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 11:20.